News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good evening. We are expecting cloudy skies, very cold temperatures out, 13 degrees below zero through the overnight. It's 8:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. Data from the Target customer breach is now making its way into the hands of criminals after two people were arrested at the border with Mexico. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
McAllen, Texas Police Chief Victor Rodriguez says they arrested two Mexican nationals, a man and a woman in their late 20s, who used account information from residents in South Texas to buy tens of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. Rodriguez says the data was stolen during the Target security breach, which apparently was divided up and sold.
Every day that goes by, we think that the Target data may be devaluing, so there'll be more pressure to capitalize on them. Sooner rather than later.
They teamed up with immigration officials and Secret Service and were able to put out warrants for the two who were arrested while trying to re-enter the U.S. at the border. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
The State Department of Revenue will once again be offering help for low-income residents in filing their tax returns. Department of Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler says a number of volunteer income tax assistance programs will be open across the state this year.
These are available for low to moderate income residents, seniors, veterans, people with disabilities.
Chandler says the sites have played an important role in helping people who may be intimidated by the tax process. You can find your local service by calling 211. New Jersey's lieutenant governor is flatly denying accusations the state played politics with federal Superstorm Sandy relief funds. Kim Guadagno rejected claims that Governor Chris Christie's administration threatened to withhold federal relief money for the city of Hoboken if the mayor didn't support the governor's Republican development plan. President Obama says using marijuana is no more dangerous than drinking alcohol. However, the president tells The New Yorker he does view smoking pot as a bad habit, like smoking cigarettes. Obama added he's told his daughter smoking pot is a bad idea. Vice President Joe Biden says the struggle for racial equality continues. He spoke today at the National Action Network's annual Martin Luther King Day breakfast in Washington, D.C. Biden spoke out against modern-day efforts to make voting laws more strict. The Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting cold temperatures through the overnight, mostly cloudy, turning clear, a low of 13 below zero, wind chills between 20 and 30 below. Mostly sunny and cold on Tuesday with a high near 3. Snow likely Tuesday night, temperatures dropping to 7 below zero. We'll see a wind chill around 15 below zero. Snow continuing on Wednesday with a high near 7. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.